This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The end.
It's the wake-up call.
There's a woman named Casey Neal who's trending online. She goes by Venmo Mom, or that is what the internet has crowned her. And she's made it all the way to Good Morning America, which did a story about this. And the reason why is because she is proudly leaning into being a parent disengaged from her children's school as far as physically being in the classroom. Here's the a portion of the report.
I don't want to be on PTO, PTA, room mom, team mom. I don't want to do any of that.
Casey Neal embracing the idea of doing less, saying no to volunteering and coining a new phrase, Venmo Mom.
I'm like, oh, no, I know they're judging me because I'm not raising my hand. I don't want to come in. I don't want to set up. If the room mom needs money for everyone to participate, fine. I'll Venmo money right over.
Bravo.
I knew you were going to say that.
Bravo. I'm so glad somebody's finally saying it. I'm very engaged with my kids. Okay. Like, they're basically my best friends. However, I don't want to be your room mom. I certainly don't want to be on PTA. Are you kidding? And I don't really particularly want to volunteer my time to do stuff with other people's kids. I like to volunteer my time to do stuff with my kids, but that's pretty much where it ends. You need money? You, room mom, need money? I got money. I got money for days.
I guess my response is, what if everybody felt like that?
But everybody doesn't.
But what if they did?
Well, then I guess
they would definitely suffer because of it.
Okay, but you could literally say that about absolutely anything. I don't live in a world where that is the case, so I don't have to worry about that.
Because we're the opposite. Our house is very involved. I have gone in and done like readings at school. My wife has been on the PTA for both the elementary school and the middle school. So like we do a lot of stuff, chaperoning field trips and whatnot. If she doesn't work, if she's a stay-at-home, straight-talking Tennessee mom, shame on her. Because you should be doing stuff for your kids' school. My philosophy was always like, I mean, I'm home by noon at the latest. You know, that was the whole thing where it's like, hey, we'd love for parents to come in and do fill in the blank. And it's like, I mean, I'm home. I mean, what could I live right down the street from the elementary school.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, every time I've gone, for the most part, I've left with a funny story.
Well, I'm happy for you. And
what's the harm in it?
If there's not really a harm, it's just not who I am. I don't particularly want to like
be around kids.
Well, engage with all these. It makes me sort of uncomfortable. Like there have been times like,
well, that I can relate to.
Before I have done the crocheting elective. I've led the crocheting elective at my kids' school before.
What is that?
If they get all their work done every week, like on the time that they're supposed to, then they have a reward of an elective at the end of the week.
And kids can go and learn how to crochet?
And they get to choose whatever elective they want. And one of them was crocheting. So I led crochet.
And that's great. And you said you had fun doing that.
It was fine. I don't, to say I enjoy it feels like not the right word.
Because this is what I always think when I'm there. I always think this is not for me. This is for my kid. But not in the sense of like, you know, I am helping my kid. You're by proxy helping your kid because they feel cool that their parent is there that day. Do you remember that feeling?
No. My parents didn't come to things.
Okay, Kevin. And there
One time when we spent the night at Sutter's Fort, my mom did volunteer for the whole time and spent the night also.
Okay.
And she had to wear like a costume just like the rest of us.
Okay, but not like the everyday-ish kind of thing. I'm going in to read. I'm going in to help. All right, there it is. Like, you know what I'm talking about, Kevin?
I love it when my parents came, but they barely came. Like, the one time that they came, I felt so happy. It was for my performance for Blah Blah Black Sheep, and I nearly cried on stage seeing
them in
the
performance
crowd.
Blah Blah Black Sheep?
You know what I mean.
Blah Blah Black
Yes.
Sheep.
Yes.
Okay.
I just want to make sure I got the name of it, because Blah Blah Black Sheep is a very different show.
Right.
All right.
And I'd love to see you perform that.
But that's still somewhat different, though, than what we're talking about. Like, yeah. When a parent goes into the classroom for a special whatever, crocheting, reading, it feels really good. Mm-hmm. So you do it.
That's nice. Okay.
You're such an active mom.
Don't stop it. No, I'm not. I have done it before.
Listen, not only Katie's kids' schools, any school.
No.
She would love to come in. What do you need? You need somebody just to cut paper?
I can't do it.
She loves crafts.
I broke my hand.
She'll teach them how to crochet. She'll teach them how to podcast. She'll do whatever you want. You can email her at katie@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.